Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, and welcome everyone to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. This is, of course, Horse Thursday, and this is Rainy Hale. Today is February 4th, which is still hard for me to figure out that it's already February, but it is. And we're moving forward in 2021, so this is all good news. Before I say hello to my co-host I've got with us me today, I'd like to remind everyone to please press 1 on your phone if you have any questions, comments, testimonials. We really want to hear from you. You know, this is really what our show is all about, is sharing information with all of you. And likely if you've got a question, somebody else has it too. Or if you have a great story, somebody else is going to benefit from hearing it. So please do that. Please be ready for if we have phone numbers or websites, things like that, to write down. We almost always do. So have a pen and paper ready so that you can write those down. A lot of times we're going to have some information to share with you, so you want to be ready for that. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and say hello to – I've got Cindy with me today. Hi, Cindy.
Good morning, Rainy. It's a beautiful day here in Northern California, and we've had rain, and the sun is out, and it's a great day to be alive. So happy to talk to folks today.
So some just really good normal weather down there for you. This is kind of a new thing
for
you.
Yeah. Yeah. Loving it.
You're not flooding or on fire.
Or sliding down the hill. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm happy for California for the weather today. And hi, Nate. How are you? Did you weather the storm last week?
We did, and I actually finally decided I better get out and shovel my driveway and get it cleared off before we get another 8 inches. So
oh,
I'm
geez.
Just kind of warming up here right now. We actually are supposed to have like negative temps this weekend, so it's supposed to be really cold, but that's Midwest.
Well, stay hunkered down then. And I know Tiff's going to join us when she can, but she's not quite on here yet, so she should be here soon. All righty. Let's see. I know we've – oh, there. Never mind. There's Tiff right there. I just spoke her name, and she popped up.
Hello.
Hi, Tiff.
Good morning, everyone. Yeah, thanks for having me. Just here, Western Colorado, as everyone knows, Tiff Scott, and it's 35 degrees and beautiful.
All right. Well, everyone but Nate has kind of mild weather then here today. We've just got rain, you know, Pacific Northwest. This is what we get. So I'm okay with it, though. We could use it. All right. So I know we've got doesn't look like we have anyone so far that has to chat with us. And I know, Cindy, you had a few things to talk about, and we've got some other things to talk about. So, Cindy, why don't you go ahead and start it out, and we'll do some announcements.
Sure. Okay. Okay. So, you know, I kind of like to share things when from – the IBD group horse sit page, because I know that not everybody uses social media or, you know, catches all the posts. And when there's a lot of dialogue about one thing, I figure that's, you know, that piqued a lot of interest. So I wanted to share that. And this last week there was someone who had done a post about saying that, I guess it was a smaller horse, maybe a pony, and they wanted to get the neck of the pony, and for some reason, you know, they didn't think of or didn't want to use the cuff, and so they posted a picture where they turned the blanket around so that what was usually up over the croup was up over the horse's neck, and they thought that was wonderful. And so that prompted a whole bunch of dialogue. And the first reaction is that, you know, Beamer designed, there's 19 coils in the blanket, as we know, in the horse blanket, at least the version 3. And they're put in specific places that, you know, Beamer's research has indicated, you know, this is your maximum bang for the buck, so to speak. So they're there. The coils are not random. They're placed there for a purpose. And so for you turning it around, you know, you're not going to hurt the horse, but you're not going to get the maximum benefit. And, you know, that's why Beamer says what Dr. Marlise had said is, you know, if you're using it that way, backwards, so to speak, you know, that's what would be technically considered off-label because there's a reason for it being turned the right way around and the coils placed where they are. And whereas, you know, when you have your own Beamer or when your customer has their own, I mean, they can turn it inside out and upside down, whatever they want, but they need to understand what the highest and best use is. And so it was good that this was done on an internal site, you know, and people could see how flexible the blanket is. But you wouldn't want to promote the blanket that way, saying, oh, look for smaller horses, look at, you can do this. You don't want to market it that way because that would be, you know, really stepping on Beamer's toes about saying, you know, what is off-label. So promote it the way that it was designed, the right way up. And, you know, again, we can't stop people from doing whatever they want to once they own it, but they should understand that there's a reason that it is the way that it is, and that's, you know, that's the way you're going to get the best results. And so the idea was, again, we don't have a neck piece, but that's why it's wonderful that the cuffs are so flexible, because you can lay out both of them flat, and, you know, you could use a polo wrap, you know, or, you know, a baling twine, whatever you want, to secure it along their neck if you don't want to just stand there. But you can cover the whole neck that way. So I just wanted to bring that to people's attention because, as I said, there was a lot of dialogue about it, and people were saying, oh, that looks, you know, a great idea, or things like that. Just be aware of what you do privately is one thing, how you market it and how you promote it with pictures or things to prospects is a whole different thing. So hopefully people appreciate that distinction. Nate, I know you saw that whole trail. Do you want to comment about that too?
Well, yeah, and just understanding that Beamer, as a product itself, it's working systemically. And so if you use it in the correct orientation on a horse, it's going to work the way it needs to. But if you do have an issue in the neck or on the pole, you know, you can go ahead and use one cuff. That's no problem. And I'll just let you know one thing that I do. And I will check with Dr. Burka to see, to clarify this, because on the other hand, you know, on the full blanket, when you press any of the programs, all those different things are firing off at the same time, working in a harmonious balance to the horse. Now, if you were to take two cuffs and link them together with the Velcro and put it on both sides of the neck, what I'm going to check with Dr. Burka is, what I do personally is I'll connect them together. I will press, you know, whatever program I'm using on both sides, and then when I actually start it, I press them at the same time, hoping that they will intersync with their rhythmic pattern, that signal is being admitted to the horse. So then I will lay it on the horse's neck, just to make sure that you don't have signals that are convoluting each other. So I will check with Dr. Burke on that, see if we can't get some heads up, if that's the way to do it or not. But that's personally what I have done, thinking that, you know, you just want to make sure to start them at the same time so the same signal is hitting at the same peaks at the same time, so it's not going to counteract in any way. So I don't know, Cindy, if you have anything on that, but I think we need to check.
Yeah, I think it'd be great for a check. I know that from past times, even with the human unit, that the responses that I've heard have been that it's, you know, that it's not just, you know, when we look at, you know, presentations and things and we show the, you know, that ascending sine wave that's the signature Beamer signal, we tend to think of it, oh, that's one thing at a time. But what you have is it's a multidimensional signal. So you have the number I have in my mind, it's something like, you know, 1,200. The signals are overlaid on top of each other. So I suspect that in a purely scientific mathematical sense that it would be, even though you press the two at the same time, that it would be impossible for them to synchronize. That's what I suspect he'll say, but I don't know that for a fact, so don't listen to me. Let's find out the latest from Dr. B.
Yep, we'll check it out. But that's the one thing I like about the forum of the IBD horse page. So anybody that's on this call today, we've had some really good dialogue, and of course we want to make sure that we're all doing the right things. So when we are out there working with our clientele, that we're all being compliant and maintaining the same purpose and dialogue of whatever we're doing on horses, because we definitely want to continue to protect the image of Beamer and the product line. And I can tell you guys, Beamer's name is really, really getting out there. And it's getting big in the horse industry. And we're getting a lot of really good feedback from people that are saying, yeah, Beamer. I've had conversations with a couple of different people this last week that people have reached out to different veterinarians and what have you, and they have said, yes, that is an amazing product. I would surely condone you buying one for your horses. You know, so when we start to get that kind of feedback, that means that our product is doing what it's designed to do. And so it's really exciting to be a part of that.
Yeah, it's something else to consider, too, is, you know, we always stress how we know that Beamer is a high-touch personal, you know, customer service, if you will, that you want your customers to be trained, if you will, on the usage. And, you know, another topic has been, well, you know, is it all right, you know, is my, you know, can my customer who's not a distributor, you know, can they sell sessions or rentals? Or again, Beamer can't control what the customer does. And because of that, precisely, that's why it's really important that if your customer is going to say, gee, I'd like to, you know, help recoup some of my cost and I am going to offer sessions, that you know that they're promoting it in the same way as you would as a distributor. So, you know, they're not going out and saying, yeah, let's do an hour of P3, because that's something that causes a problem for all of us. So that's, even though someone says, nope, I'm not interested in the business, don't want to have anything to do with that, I don't need to go to an academy, make sure that they understand, you know, and follow up with them as to how they're using it. Because I find that you can say everything up front and people say, yeah, yeah, that's great information. And then you check back with them over the weeks and you find they're doing some pretty crazy things. and so you want to review that sometimes with them and then, you know, help them if they're sharing it. Whether they're getting paid for it or just sharing it with friends, you want to understand how they're doing that and give them some guidance, you know, tactfully, of course, but diplomatically, but say, you know, that's really brand protection for us. So keep that in mind, even if they're not going to be a distributor, because this seems to be happening quite a lot. And in that same line, since we're talking about usage, that was the other thing I wanted to share about, but do we have somebody who's calling in, Rainey?
No, nope, go right ahead.
Nope. Okay, well, I'll keep going then. and this is something that happened to me with a brand new customer, and he just got his Beamer set, and I had talked with him about how when you have, particularly when you have younger horses that are, you know, a little high strung, you know, horses may have all had split boots or polar wraps on all their legs, but it's less common that a horse would have had something that was pulsating, even as mild as the Beamer is. Remember, horses are more sensitive, particularly on their rear legs. And so that's something that you want to be mindful of as how you tell your customers to introduce it to the horse. And he put the blanket on, and then he added the cuffs on the front legs, and everything was fine. So here was his critical error. He said, well, this horse has a problem in his hind right leg. I'm going to go ahead and put the cuff on there. Well, this horse had never had anything pulsing on there before, and he'd just gone through the whole Beamer set, and then, you know, just put on his rear leg, and he kicked. And he kicked hard enough. Now, the regular Beamer is designed, you know, the boots are designed to withstand normal kind of, you know, moving around of horses to keep it attached. But this horse was startled enough and kicked hard enough that the battery came flying out of the boot. First time he's ever used it, right? And that means the wires were disconnected. Now, fortunately, in his case, it didn't. The battery didn't go against, the wall and crack or something like that. But it did get disconnected. So here's the thing: that is not a warranty fixable item. It is fixable, but it not for free under the warranty because, Beamer can't be responsible for everything the horse does, and it was beyond the normal wear. And so I'm just saying, God, you know, if you just taken the boot and kind of held it close, you know, well, first of all, he should never have done it on the first day, introducing it all to a horse, in my opinion. But if he had just, you know, started up maybe by the hip or the stifle and held it there, and moved it slowly and seen the horse's reaction, he could have had a whole different result. But just so that you know that that is a possibility, and you want to be sensitive to that for your customers and how they're going to apply it and tell them about it. In this case, it's not a warranty item, as I said. If he had cracked the battery, and we know that the batteries are replaceable, but it's $418, so not inconsequential, and for replacing the wiring and putting it all back together, it's a repair cost of $63. So that's what, you know, keep that in mind. But I was just, you know, I felt so bad because I told him all of this stuff. He chose not to do it. And he was just so excited to use it. And he thought, okay, well, I did this. It was fine. I can do more. And the first day, it wasn't fine. So every horse is different, but be aware of that as a possibility and the cost involved.
I think the overall telltale with that, Cindy, is coming back to what we've always said, low and slow.
Yep.
And you have to make sure that those horses get familiar, especially
yep.
if they've never experienced anything like this. So that's why
yeah,
I
with
always,
a young horse too. Yeah.
Oh, program one for multiple times before I do anything else. And then here's the kicker. Knowing that horses are very sensitive in their legs, especially if it has some kind of thing going on of an injury or abrasion or whatever it is, well, that's going to cause that horse to freak out a little bit. So it's like, guys, you have to go low and slow and introduce it to a horse smartly. Is that a correct word? I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, you have to think about what you're doing. And
yeah.
to be able to do the blanket and the legs at the same time, I don't ever do.
Yep.
So just take that for food for thought. And as you proceed out there, just remember, because that particular person could have been very upset, and there could have been something that happened. So that's why we need to do things the
yeah.
right way.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, like I just told him what I would have done, you know, is I would have held it. I never would have just put the boot on the leg and, you know, said, oh, everything's going to be fine. I would have slid it down the leg, watched the reaction, and he started picking that hoof up. You know, I'd say, okay, we'll do it another day. Let's, you know, first of all, he didn't give the horse time enough to adjust to the whole Beamer sensation at all. He should have waited, you know, 4, 5, 7 days or so before he started doing multiple sessions with cuffs. But I hope that gives people just some food for thought. And maybe you want to call in and share something that you've experienced yourself. And I know, Tiff, barrel racers love using the boots on the rear legs, but those horses are often used to having had all kinds of things tried on them. But I don't know if you've had anything at all similar with that, with all the horses that you've worked on.
Yeah, I have. I've seen some different things with that. One of the things, like you had mentioned, with the young horses, they haven't really been messed with just a ton. So that's a really, really great way to introduce it, is just turn it on, hold it next to them like that, like you mentioned. But then, you know, there are some horses, I've had a couple that just don't like boots. Some of them just don't like it. So I have one in particular horse that does not like back boots. She'll wear front boots all day long, but back boots, absolutely not. So, as we know, the blanket does the entire horse. So we do the blanket, and then we do the front. You know, we do the front of the horse, the legs, with the boots or the cuff. And, you know, I always do the pole. I feel like that's just like a central location. If you need a good spot to put it, I always put it on the pole just to help with their mindset. But, yeah, it's just, you just got to really pay attention to that. And I kind of take that for granted sometimes, where if you're a horse person, you just kind of pay attention and you know, and you watch and you feel before you even. I always stand parallel to the horse when I'm putting everything on, because it's the safest place to be, where they can see me and I can see them. And I put my hand on their butt and I run it down their legs. And if they kick away or they try to get me, I'm like, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put it on their legs. Or I make
no
the client do it for me, which is the safest option, of course. Sometimes they're busy and I really want to assist them properly. So if I feel comfortable enough with them and I ask them their permission, hey, is it all right if I put this on your horse? They're like, yeah, sure, that's fine. And I've been around enough horses that I'm comfortable enough to do so. But I always, always present it that way, where I gradually put my hand on their leg, maybe even pick up their leg just to make sure they're not going to, you know, strike at me or kick at me or kick the boot off, because it's my product and I don't want it to be flung off into the wall. So, yeah, just things to think about. Ask those people, hey, has your horse had boots on? Or pay attention
to
your client.
Yeah, yeah, you got to get that feedback.
Definitely.
So I just wanted to point that out to people and say there will be a cost, you know, as well as the fact that, you know, if you or anyone or another horse is in the line of fire to get kicked, it could just have, you know, a very, you know, negative outcome. So those were the things that I wanted to share about today. And again, we wanted to talk, if there's no other callers, then Nate and Rainey, you were going to talk about Blog Talk.
Yeah, I definitely do. There is one caller. It looks like we've got Jane on here, so we can take her, and then we can talk about the other kind of updates we want to talk about. So let's see what Jane has to share with us this morning. Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Haven't heard from
everybody?
You for a while.
I know. I've been quiet here. Unfortunately, Kentucky's been pretty quiet. I'm now starting my regeneration for getting going this year. I almost forgot what I was calling about. I do remember, and astounded by this conversation. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm sure I must be. However, I know many instances, and through my upline, where the Beamer, and I'm talking about the B2 because I have to go backwards here a little bit, sorry, has been used in all different modes and operations without any severe reaction of the horses. And with the B3, I'm hearing these stories over and over again from you all, not out in the field.
It's the cuffs. It's not the blanket. and where you put the
cup. Okay, I could have sworn one time I called and the blanket upset a horse. But I'm fine. Then it's the cuffs. I am curious. So now I have two questions. One, what is there? Three coils in the new cuffs? Is that correct? One in the old?
Correct.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, well, you know, maybe there is an issue with the sensitivity, and boy, Tiff is absolutely right. Always ask if a horse has ever had boots of any kind on, particularly a younger horse, particularly a thoroughbred, because they don't generally have those things on their legs, meaning shipping and stuff. So that's great. Just ask. And, yes, stand on the side of the horse. Horses don't kick sideways, so that's good. But I guess we can no longer say it can fix them, but it can't hurt them. I guess that little phrase is thrown out the window.
Well, it's not hurting them. It's just that the horse is startled. It's something new that they haven't ever experienced before, and it startles them, so they react to it.
Yes,
it's not hurting
them. I understand all that, and I'm just saying we used to say that little phrase a lot. It fixes them and it can't hurt them.
I feel like you can still
really,
say it doesn't hurt because I don't think we're talking about, you know, any kind of hurting or painful.
Great.
It's just something that they don't recognize. Yeah. Yeah.
Glad to hear that. I'm very, very, very glad to hear that because it's not sounding like that from all these stories. Also, the other thing I called about, because I'm sending out a lot of emails and making regeneration, you know, for the next year here. And I love the Beamer Equine Final .mp4 video. Not only is it beautifully done, it also gives you the science behind the Beamer. But it is a big file, 274 point some odd megabytes. So one of the calls, I'm also making calls on the phone, that I made today, a manager at a breeding farm had heard from about this because she also has her own off-track thoroughbred situation, business, and friends in the horse show world. And, she said she wanted to have more, and I thought, I'm going to send her this 7-minute big guy. It must have taken 30 minutes to download. My question to you all and anybody else out there that's listening, if they do like this Beamer Equine Final .mp4 I got off of the Beamer back office, and if they, I have researched and I've called Apple of how I might change it to a different format. I'm not really getting anywhere. If anybody knows or has an idea, I'd love to hear it.
This is the, what's the title of that? What's the name of that video? Why Beamer is important for your horse or something like that? Or
Beamer Equine Final .mp4.
Okay.
It was
downloaded.
I think
it's the same one that
office.
I use. And I never download from the back office personally because I find it hard. But I will go through and I will find the YouTube or the Vimeo link, and I send a link.
This is not that's why it's not on those. And I suppose it might have come from Germany because sometimes our format situation is different, you know, internationally.
Mm-hmm.
But it is an exquisite.
I will check.
How about if
I will check that,
Cindy? How about if I send it to you? And
you can I can go in the back office so you don't have to send it because it's probably a big file to send.
Well,
I will look
at
that.
It doesn't interrupt anything. I mean, just because I was able to do 9 emails while it was still sending. In fact, that's why I called Apple. I thought it's not sending.
Okay, yeah, you can send it. I'm looking for it now because I think it's the same one that I send, but it's a matter of where you find it. And of course,
and
you
maybe
know, I agree.
Under Vimeo, Cindy, maybe under Vimeo, and thanks for your help. I appreciate it very much. It has a different, or YouTube, it might have a different title. And
yeah.
That's
what I mean.
But
so.
You know the one I'm talking about. It's the gray horse in the beginning, much like an older one we had. It is riders. It is a Western, beautiful Palomino horse going across the field in the mountains. You know the one.
Yep.
And then it goes into the science, and Dr. Burka has a moment on it.
Yep. Yep.
That's it.
Okay.
Can you send it to me? If it
I will try. I will. I'm going to verify that first, and then, yeah, I will.
Okay. Oh, great. Oh, great. You guys are wonderful. Good to hear your voices again. It has been a little bit of time. Thank you. Thank you for
all
your
right.
help.
Thanks, Jane.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. And now all of a sudden we have all these people that want to talk to us. So we'll see how many we can get through here. But, you know, we do want to talk about some other things too here. So we'll start to take some of these callers. So we've got area code 507. Area code 507, you're live on Blog Talk.
Oh, boy. Can you hear me now?
Hello? Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering. Nate said somebody had some B2s for sale the other night on the deal. Are they still for sale?
No, there's two of them, and they're both gone already.
Okay, thank you. And I make a point about the lady saying the horse cannot kick sideways. That's a bunch of baloney. I was leading a horse. He was just less than 6 months old. Beside my wagon while I was driving my team of mares, and a big dog came out, snarling and biting. And he came out right by that colt, and the colt kicked sideways and knocked the dog rolling into the ditch. So, yes, the horses definitely can kick sideways. So you
they
can't
get you if they want.
That,
you know. So, yep, it's you got to be careful. They can get you if they want, can't they?
Yep. Yeah.
All right.
And
well,
if,
thank you so
you
much.
Know, a person's got a problem with the cuff on the back leg, they can just do groundwork on the horse and they'll get them over it. Anyway, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. All right. Our next caller is area code 248. Area code 248, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Vicki.
Hi, Vicki.
Hi. Hi. I had a customer asking about laundering the cooler. Is it any special instructions? It's gotten really cold in Michigan, and so now they're concerned about that. We haven't particularly needed it before.
Wash it in cold water. The cooler washes great, just like any cooler you'd get on the, you know, in other places. I would put it not on high in a dryer. You know, I'd kind of use air fluff and trying to air dry it a little bit personally. But I know where it's really cold up there, that might be hard. So I'd just be mindful in the dryer. But I haven't had any problems at all washing it.
Okay, so you can put it in
the
dryer.
Yeah, I would say the same. Yep. Yeah,
okay,
just low
thank
or
you
no
very
heat
much.
I would do. Yep. Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Alrighty.
Thanks, Vicki.
Thank
good
you.
Question. A lot of people mm-hmm. probably have that, so thanks for asking. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then, Don, I'm going to take down your – I know I closed your line, but I'm going to take down your number because I just got a message from somebody who has a V2 for sale, so I'll contact you after the show. Okay, we have area code 902. Area code 902, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi. Good afternoon. How are you? This is Raymond.
Hello.
And I just want to inquire again. Hi. The Beamer Equine Final that MP4? Where can I find that?
Well, that's going to be, if you go in the Beamer Back Office Distributor Library, it's been reorganized, and look under Sales and Marketing Material. That's what she's talking about.
Is that for sale or free to download?
Oh, everything that's in your distributor library. If you're a distributor.
Oh,
you,
okay,
it,
library.
Yeah. That's if you're not a distributor and you are a customer, then you would want to ask the person that you bought the Beamer from to send it to you.
Okay. So this is Beamer Equine Final MP4, right?
That's what she said. Yeah.
Okay.
But the library has been reorganized, and so if you look at it, there's. 7 or 8 different videos, then the titles might be different. So,
okay.
You'd want to look at all of those.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. Good luck. All right. And finally, we've got area code 713. Area code 713, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, Rainey. It's Sandra Wilder in Houston.
Hi, Sandra.
So, you know that question that I sent you a text about?
Yes.
I don't know how to ask this question on the call to be compliant.
Well, we can't really talk about it. We can't really talk about that on this call because it is more
there's
of a medical problem.
Okay, so there's no way to talk about it. Okay, that's fine. Then
no, unfortunately not.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
My second part of my question is, from your perspective, for a veterinarian and who's got a full service, offers everything, what do you think are the most important benefits for them having being Beamer distributors and incorporated into their business? I have some ideas,
Using it in the veterinary practice, you mean?
Not only in the veterinary practice, and also being a distributor themselves.
Yeah. So that's kind of a long question, but I can certainly give some highlights here really quick. First of all, I'm not a veterinarian. I work in a vet clinic. I'm a tech. So I just want to make sure everyone knows that. So for us, originally back 6 years ago or so, when I first got Beamer 6.5 years ago, something like that, I didn't become a distributor right away. We just had it in our practice. And it became very clear very fast that by using these on our patients, they were going to want to buy them. And so it just made it easier for me to be able to do that for people. So I had really no intention of starting a business with this. It was just a way for me to help our clients. And that's what's going to happen is that once they start using these on their patients, they're going to want to buy them. And if they don't want to become distributors, that's fine. They can just keep turning them over to whoever they got, their Beamer from. But it was for me just easier for me to take care of our clients when I could do it myself. Secondly, there's hardly a thing I can think about in our practice that wouldn't benefit by adding Beamer to it, whether we're talking about, surgery recovery, different kind of musculoskeletal problems, any kind of things. There's almost anything that I can think of is going to be benefited by adding Beamer to whatever treatment protocol that we're already doing. So, also if you have those veterinarians that are interested in it, we do have that veterinary call we do every 2 weeks, so I can give you that information too. On that, and that's for veterinarians that are actually already using it and veterinarians that are just like, what is this and how do you use it in your practice? And they can talk to other vets who are doing it in their practice and get more information on that. So did that help?
Absolutely. And I have sent more than one veterinarian to that call. I don't know how often they get on it.
Perfect.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks, Sandra. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, and we got to all the callers, and we still have a couple minutes. We can talk about Blog Talk here a little bit. So one of the things we wanted to talk about today was a lot of the hosts for the various days have kind of gotten together, and we're trying to determine what might the future of Blog Talk look like. And we know it's a resource that people really like, but we want to make it the most useful for all of you because it takes a lot of energy and a lot of time and a lot of preparation for all these IBDs, various across the country to put on these shows every single day. So we want to make it so it's actually useful for you. So what we kind of want over the following, weeks maybe, is information from you guys of what you want, not only just about Horse Thursday, but the other days. Are there other things that you guys want more information about? Are there different things you want to hear about different days? Does the time work? Or should we think about doing different times? So these are the things that we would love for you guys to kind of think about and give us feedback on. On, like I said, not just Horse Thursday, but, every day of the week. And kind of let us know what are the things you like about Blog Talk? What are the things you think we could do better?
and so that we can make this a tool that's the most useful for all of us. So, Nate, did you want to kind of add on to that in any way? Or Ann, Cindy, and Tiff?
Well, just knowing that here in the near future, Beamer is going to be sending out a survey.
Oh, yeah.
Just to get some input from you, so make sure that you put it in. And knowing that, you know, here's what's happened with Blog Talk, and it's all still good, but in the very beginning, when those of you that were in this 5 years ago, you know, all we had was Blog Talk and the green video of Blood Flow. And that's how we did the business. And now as Beamer has grown and Brad has put so many wonderful things together as far as marketing materials and everything else, we've watched our numbers dwindle a little bit. So, you know, that's all, like I said, well and good, but we want to make sure that the content we're getting to you as we continue, and if we continue, is that we get you exactly what you need. So please be very candid and open. We do know that Horse Thursday is one of the most populated views, and especially for people in the horse industry. They can't always get on at noon, but we got a real high number of people that call in afterwards. And so we just want to make sure that we're getting you guys exactly what you need, so please make sure to fill out that survey.
Yeah, we're not sure when that'll come out, but it'll probably be, in the news or in one of the newsletters. And just so one of the things that we do know that's going to happen with Blog Talk is that this has nothing to do with horses specifically, but it's to focus one day a month on a Monday, at the Monday Blog Talk time. It will be kind of a consolidated special for brand new IBDs, how to get started in your first 30 days. That Casey and some of the other Casey Conrad and some of the other managers are working on the information now, but it's going to start in March, so it'll be a great way for brand new IBDs to kind of get connected with information in a nutshell. Because as we know, there's so much information out there. One of the challenges for people is say, where do I go to find what I need? So trying to be proactive, and that'll be something new coming in March that you hear more about.
Yeah, so these are the kind of things that we're trying to talk about as, you know, hosts of the various days, of things we can do to make this tool the most useful for all of you in various ways. And, so trying to use some of the different days maybe in a different way, because maybe it's overlap with another type of training that you get. So maybe we don't need to do, you know, certain days. So those are the things that we really would love to not do certain days, but do certain things on certain days. So those are the kind of things we're hoping to get from all of you, you guys, of the things that you would like us to have on, these Blog Talk days, subject matters and things that maybe we don't have another outlet for. There's no other way for you to get some of this information is the things that we're looking for you guys to help us out with giving us. Like, you need more information on this, and you don't think there's any other way for you to get it. So it would be so great for you guys to, if you filled out those surveys when they come out. There should be information about it in the one of these newsletters that are coming out. We'll tell you when those are going to come. They're not out yet. In the Monday motivational, they should put there, and then maybe on the Facebook page. We're just not exactly sure how it's going to roll out yet, but we will let you know as things do.
It's only 10 questions,
and we would really appreciate your participation.
Yeah, yes, it should be a really quick thing that you can
help us out and hopefully help you out for getting information in the future. So, all right, we are about to run out of time, but I want to be sure to take it around and let everyone say some final words. Nate.
Well, I tell you one good thing. I just heard from Stephanie, and they have their first foal of 18, and it is a little boy and happy and healthy. So it's exciting times coming in the next few months.
Yay.
Oh, that would be cool if
so
we share pictures.
Oh, yeah, I wish we could.
Yeah.
All right. Cindy, any final words from you?
No, just, encouraging people to, as we said, pay attention and, train your customers as well as your downline.
Absolutely. All right, and Tiff.
Yes, always a good show, always good conversations, and I'm headed to a barrel race this weekend, so kind of starting to have a few more things going on. It's a little slow around here, but looking forward to it. And like again, like Cindy said and what Nate said, just train yourself and be knowledgeable about horses in general. If you're unsure and you just don't know, get some videos and do some training. You know, watch YouTube. There's so many how-tos out there. Just horse knowledge, basic things that even walking around the horse, just little things that make a big difference and help you with overall your presentation and the use of the product and representing Beamer well. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tiff, and good luck. And I'm glad to hear you're able to get out and go do some stuff. And we look forward to hearing about it when you get back.
Thank you.
All right. All right. So thanks, everyone. I appreciate all of you guys that call in and listen, and those of you that ask questions, because like I said, if you have the question, other people do too. So please continue with those questions because it helps everybody. All right. So on that note, I'm just going to say goodbye to everyone. It was a great show, and we hope to continue these great shows and give you guys what you need, some of these tools to help you with Beamer. Be sure to tune into the other blog talks on various days for their various content. Lots of really great information. But we will talk to you all next Thursday. Thanks, everyone. Have such a great week.
Thanks, Rainey. Bye.
Bye.
Today's show is brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.